The government's program to close the gap has again come under question after revelations hundreds of millions of dollars worth of funding and grants aren't reaching Indigenous communities. The current system, called the Indigenous Advancement Strategy, was set up by the Abbott government to condense 150 programs into just five. It was supposed to be more efficient, but organisations on the ground say they're not getting the funding they need. And they say the missing money doesn't come as a surprise. Nina Copel reports.
The Jimmy Little Foundation works in Australia's most remote communities, focusing on educating families about healthy life and living. But when the Indigenous Advancement Strategy was implemented, they lost their funding. Now they are relying on a crowd-funded campaign to get through the year. Director of the Jimmy Little Foundation and professor at the Australian National University, Professor John Altman, explained his experience in a submission to a Senate inquiry, which is looking at the quality and efficiency of the strategy.
We were given very little explanation of why we were not funded, and we were also allocated in terms of funding assessment to areas that weren't necessarily correlating with what our primary goals were, particularly in relation to Jimmy Little Thumbs Up. This is very much a capacity building program and a health service delivery program focusing on young people, and yet we were allocated to the area of employment, which isn't what the program was all about, and we were told that we weren't funded because we weren't going to deliver permanent jobs, but of course we couldn't deliver permanent jobs without security of funding into the future.
When the Australian made these claims and these reports over the weekend that hundreds of millions of dollars in grants listed under Indigenous Advancement Strategy were actually funding, desk jobs, other public agencies, that wasn't a surprise then.
Well, that's quite correct. I think that the Australian analysis was just a more sophisticated take on information that we already had available.
Is having an Indigenous body at the head of these decision-making processes for Indigenous funding the answer here? Like people have come out and said in the past few days, Pat Dodson, Noel Pearson, both saying that having more Indigenous people involved would stop this cycle of dependency.
Look, I think it would make a big difference. And of course, people like Pat Dodson, Noel Pearson are obliquely referring to is, of course, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission, which the Conservative government of John Howard abolished. Now, there you had a national Indigenous representative organisation with a regional network that was involved in allocating funds for Indigenous-specific programs. And frankly, ADSIG did things a lot more transparently, a lot more efficiently, and a lot more effectively than the current government. And yet this government had many members, many ministers in this government were also ministers in the Howard government that got rid of ADSIG. The fundamental philosophy that seems to be at fault here of the government is that it wants to destroy the Indigenous community sector, and it has an ideological belief that competitive service delivery will somehow be more effective than community-based service provision. But it has no evidence that its approach is going to be any better than earlier approaches. And in fact, I think there's considerable evidence that what we saw under ADSIG in the 1990s is a lot better than what we're seeing under the current government.
The Australian has reported that hundreds of millions of dollars in grants listed under the Indigenous Advancement Strategy are funding other public agencies, including all levels of government. The Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Nigel Scullion, responded saying their analysis was fundamentally flawed.
Some government departments and agencies are funded for additional costs associated with the employment of Indigenous people. This provides funds for additional training and mentoring support that may be required.
Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs Shane Newman says the current strategy has not streamlined processes but made it more inefficient.
I agree with what Mick Gooda, the Social Justice Commissioner, has said, and that the IAS is not lined up with the Close the Gap strategy that the government says it's supposed to be lined up with. What we do is we get rid of the IAS and look at funding and at being directed towards those items which we have nationally accepted as targets in closing a gap, Indigenous employment, education, health, longevity of life, etc.
But it's that employment and education which the government has been criticised for focusing too much on, as opposed to other things like culture and lifestyle. So are those concerns as well?
Well, the unemployment issues, the Close the Gap strategy indicated that there's been a reduction from 53% to 47% of Indigenous adults in employment for a start. They've got rid of the remote jobs program that Labor had. They're currently rolling out another program. They're consulting us after they announced it would be a Work for the Dole scheme. They got rid of entirely the Indigenous employment program and rolled what remained of it into the IAS, which has proved to be a debacle.
Shane Newman, Shadow Minister for Indigenous Affairs, ending that report by Nina Copel.